is Saturday. It is July 21st, 2018. This is Spingola Speaks, and this is Deanna Spingola, broadcasting from the Chicago suburbs. Thanks for joining me today at republicbroadcasting.org. Please also visit and subscribe to spingolaspeaks.net and woolliesblog.blogspot.com and screeningsandyhook.net. During the program, email questions or comments to comment@spingola.email. Please visit the chat room at spingola.chatango.com. View our guest lineup at spingola.com. Now, in addition to the links for each guest, I also have other interesting links relative to the guest and his or her subject. On October 29, 2017, Louise, one of our listeners, wrote the following, and I quote, "I am wondering if during your research for help with your breathing allergy problems, you have researched the Buteyko breathing method. If you read about it, I am sure you will be impressed. It is also clinically proven, but not by the pharmaceutical companies." Then, on December 25th, 2017, Louise wrote, "I recommend that you investigate Buteyko breathing method for your allergies. You will find it interesting to investigate Professor Buteyko's research and marvelous discovery. Several attempts were made on Professor Buteyko's life for his discovery," unquote. I then bought the book about his techniques called Breathe to Heal. However, owning a book is insufficient. One must read and apply its principles. I finally started reading the book in June. And to talk about this wonderful method, we have today as our guest, Pam Colleen. She is the co-author of The Great Bird Flu Hoax and author of the books Addiction, The Hidden Epidemic, and Survival of the Unfittest, How Wisdom Will Save Humans from Falling into Extinction. She has been independently studying nutrition and natural health for almost 30 years. Her interest in these areas stems from overcoming a lengthy battle with chronic fatigue, fibromyalgia, and multiple chemical sensitivities. As a nutritional consultant, she works with clients all over the world. Pam is also a dynamic and diverse public speaker and radio personality. Her website is pamcolleen.com. She's also on Facebook, and she teaches the Buteyko method. So I'm so glad to have you on the program today to talk about this.
Oh, hi, Deanna. Thanks so much for having me back on again. It's been a while.
Yes, it really has. Yeah. The book is amazing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, it's just fascinating, you know, the whole Dr. Buteyko, whatever title you want to give him, he was a fascinating guy. I mean, he found this breathing technique simply by accident. He didn't see it coming. So what happened with him back in the 1950s is he had a life-threatening illness. He had very, very dangerous high blood pressure. And at that time, he was doing research on the breathing rates of people who were heading towards the end. And what he noticed was, is as the patients were getting closer to the end, that they would breathe more. And so he thought to himself, well, what happens to these people if they were to, you know, reduce their breathing? And he looked through all the scientific literature, and he couldn't find anybody who would ever even hypothesize what would happen if you reduced your breathing, what would happen to your health. So he first experimented on himself and was able to reduce his high blood pressure. So he basically cured himself from this fatal condition of high blood pressure that he had. It was very dangerous for a young man. He was only in his 20s at the time. Anyway, and then he started working on his patients, and what he noticed was when people would reduce their breathing, that if he was working with somebody, for example, who had asthma, that this would reverse their asthma. And, of course, because of what your listener says, is it's very controversial to make that claim simply because, of course, the puffer and the steroid industry, the medical establishment in and of itself, wouldn't be too happy if they had a competitor out there. And on top of that, because asthma is such an individual situation in every single person, some people have mild asthma, some people have severe asthma, you can't really expect, you know, people to rely, and no Buteyko practitioner wants their client to rely on the breathing in lieu of any medications, because unfortunately, if somebody were to have an asthma attack and not run to their medication, that could be fatal. So Buteyko is a complement to the medications that somebody who has asthma would seek. So it's a nice complement, and it works really, really well. I mean, your listener is absolutely right. There's a lot of clinical evidence, and the evidence keeps building year by year. We have to realize that Buteyko breathing is relatively new in the Western world. What Dr. Buteyko discovered this in the 50s, and it was only really known in Russia up until maybe about 20 years ago or so, when it hit Australia. And then from Australia, it came to the Western world, to the United Kingdom, Canada, and the United States. So it's relatively new on this continent. And so so a lot of people out there really haven't got a good idea, essentially, of what Buteyko breathing is. And it's understandable, because when we hear about special breathing techniques, we think about yogic breathing. Like when I tell people I teach how to breathe properly, the first thing they think of is yogic breathing. And unfortunately, most of yogic breathing is over-breathing. So it's a very, you know, to teach Buteyko, it takes quite a long time. It took me probably, I probably spent 100 hours studying it so that I could get a good grasp of it myself. And there's a lot of different dimensions to this breathing technique, but it's really powerful. I do it in conjunction with diet and mineral balancing as well, so I get to see wonderful results in my clients by adding in the Buteyko breathing. And what I do with my clients is much, much different than what I would do with somebody who had, for example, asthma. So it's you know there's ways to adjust the protocols for the breathing. It really depends on the severity of the illness the person is struggling with. And of course, always especially where asthma is concerned, they should always also work with their doctors.
Now, usually a person with asthma will be prescribed an inhaler and often prednisone,
mm-hmm.
Which both...
Well, there's side effects, and you know, we're not saying people should stop using those things without having access to working with them or what have you. So we can't suggest to stop using those things and just to do Buteyko breathing simply because there's risks involved in that. But you're right, there's side effects to the asthma medications. And so generally when people are looking, when somebody who's asthmatic is looking for help, when they learn about Buteyko and they want to do the Buteyko method, generally what happens is if they really stick to the exercises, within a week, 2 weeks, they can start significantly reducing the need for their medication. And it's an ongoing process, of course, to stay on top of the breathing process. And the reason for that is because, and this gets kind of complicated, Deanna, but what Buteyko breathing is actually doing is helping to increase carbon dioxide in the body. And most of us believed, or I used to believe, that carbon dioxide was just a waste product, a waste gas, and it's not. It's actually, it serves a very essential purpose in the body, and that is that we need carbon dioxide in order to use oxygen. And so if we overbreathe, we expel too much carbon dioxide, which reduces our ability to use oxygen. And so when we want to rebuild the carbon dioxide, and that's by doing the reduced breathing, that helps us better use our oxygen. So it's very counterintuitive. The whole process of Buteyko breathing is very counterintuitive from the get-go, because everybody thinks you know, carbon dioxide is of the dark side, and it's not. We actually are not holding on to enough carbon dioxide in our bodies so that we can then better use our oxygen. Are you following me yet?
Yes. Now, I've read Breathe to Heal and three or four other books, maybe five books I've purchased about this. And isn't Buteyko breathing natural? You breathe through your nose and not through your mouth, whereas civilization has changed so much that people are hyperventilating or breathing through their mouths. Mm-hmm. And he mentions, or he says, you eat through your mouth, you eat with your mouth, and you breathe with your nose, and you should not exchange those two. Of course you wouldn't.
Right. So yeah, we have our mouth for speaking, for eating, for drinking, and of course we're really only supposed to be, well, predominantly breathing through our nose. Of course, when we're talking, it's a little hard to just breathe through your nose. But you know, we really as a species have gotten away from two things. One is breathing through our nose or nasal breathing, and over breathing. We're breathing too much, so we should actually learn to be more conscious and breathe less. And that's the Buteyko method, is using different techniques to learn how to breathe less, build your carbon dioxide reserves, and that helps. While you do that, that helps to essentially recalibrate a center of the brain that helps you breathe less naturally. So over breathing is a stress response. It's a stress response. And we're not conscious of it when it's happening, you know, unless you're out jogging or something. Jogging is a stress, so you overbreathe, right? Mm-hmm. So, but when you're sitting watching television, I mean, you could be overbreathing and be completely unaware of the fact that you're overbreathing. And one of the reasons why that is because you're in a state called sympathetic dominance. And sympathetic dominance by default, but you know, this is just Mother Nature's way of dealing with the stress, as she causes the breathing rate to increase. And so it does take awareness in order to reduce your breathing. And one of the ways, some of the exercises that I use to teach my clients is to help build the carbon dioxide reserves so that the body is moving more towards a parasympathetic state, which is the state of relaxation. And as you move towards a parasympathetic state, then by default, just naturally, you should start breathing less. But it takes quite a bit of training to get to that phase. Now, I'm like, when I'm directly working with my clients, they're all doing mineral balancing as well. And so one of the triggers for the sympathetic dominant or the stressful state is the fact that the adrenals are not functioning properly. So for example, you know, I have clients who learned about, and I know you're a big proponent of Dr. Weston A. Price.
Right.
So I have clients who come to me who have children who had asthma, and they didn't know about the Buteyko technique. And their children, they help their children cure their asthma just by changing the diet over to a Weston A. Price diet. Mm-hmm. So, and a lot of Buteyko people don't know about Weston A. Price. I'm lucky. I'm one of the lucky ones that I
You are.
Yeah. So I know about the marriage between Weston A. Price and Dr. Buteyko. Unfortunately, Dr. Buteyko didn't know Weston A. Price. So Weston A. Price would have been almost in Dr. Buteyko's era. And as I was mentioning earlier, you know, it took a long time for his method to get to the Western world. And of course, part of that was politics. It was because of the Cold War. So, you know, what he had learned and researched in Russia, you know, took a long time to get here. But, you know, we can all be grateful that it's here right now. But it's the practitioners that are doing, teaching the Buteyko method are fantastic. But I was trained by Patrick McEwen out of Ireland.
Oh, isn't he wonderful?
Yeah, he's amazing. Yeah, in fact, he was over, we had dinner last year, so he was actually in Canada last year, so we met and had dinner. So, you know, we had a long, long chat about Dr. Price and you know, how much I was basically encouraging him to teach his practitioners more about the work of Dr. Price, because it would be a wonderful complement to the Buteyko method, of course. So, you know, there's a lot to be said for that, simply because I've seen so many people overcome asthma just by doing Weston A. Price. But if you want to add the icing on the cake, of course, you add in the buteyko breathing, because it's a life skill, right? We've gotten away from that word that you used earlier from one of the titles of my book is the word wisdom. There was an explorer who lived with the natives here in North America, and he noticed that the natives knew not to overbreathe. This was, you know, just an observation he had made in his travels. And what the natives, when they wouldn't laugh, because if they laughed, they would expel too much carbon dioxide. So they knew to just smile, you know. And the mothers would, if they saw their baby with their lips open or with their mouth open, the mothers would gently seal the baby's lips shut. So he saw the natives doing these things, and he questioned it, and he realized, you know, this was back in the 1800s. This was just another explorer. And he said back then he realized that, you know, humans had, you know, that modern day society at the time, that we had gotten away from breathing properly.
Wow. Now, yeah. I understand from one of the books that I read that there are people who can take one breath in 3 minutes, and it's sufficient. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, so that's a reduced breathing technique, is just to breathe very, very slowly through in and out through the nose. And it does take some training. When you first start doing that technique, you'll get breathless at first. So you'll be in the middle of a very slow inhale, exhale through the nose. And because you're going so slowly, you feel like you're suffocating. And so you'll get out of that, you'll fall out of that pattern and have to breathe normally for a little bit and then go back to it. So it does take some training. You will feel breathless as you do that exercise. But if I have clients who do that exercise, and they might do 2 breaths a minute kind of thing.
Wow.
Yeah, it takes a lot to get to that stage. And,
yes.
You know, you have to have a lot of time on your hands, too.
Well, I think...
Yeah, there's 2 very simple things people can do, you know, to reduce your breathing. And one is to tape your mouth at night when you sleep.
Now, I don't have trouble at night. I manage, in fact, my CP, my control pause is much better. Or let's see, I have this gadget. Where'd I put it? Oh, it's on my lap. I have a gadget that is it's a pulse oximeter, and it tells you your blood saturation as well as your pulse.
Yeah.
And so when I wake up in the morning, I immediately look, and mine is always very high when I first wake up. But I find that talking has really been very difficult, because automatically when your mouth is open, you breathe through your mouth.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that, I think a lot of people in modern day civilization, they talk more. In fact, a lot of people spend their entire day talking.
Mm-hmm.
And 75 years ago, that wasn't the case.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it really is very unhealthy. So when I started teaching my clients this, they started noticing that if they visited with an old high school friend and, you know, sat and talked for 2-3 hours, at the end of that, you know, session, that they would be exhausted, you know, and they're already exhausted to begin with, because most of my clients that I work with all have things like chronic fatigue and depression, anxiety, those types of conditions. So they're already tired to begin with, but when they overtalk, boy, they really crash. And one of the reasons why is because they're expelling too much carbon dioxide.
Wow.
You see, carbon dioxide is a vasodilator. It's a vasodilator. So it causes the body to be in a more relaxed state or a parasympathetic state. And my clients are all, when they start with me, they're all in a sympathetic dominant state. So the body essentially is tight. You know, there's constricted flow in the area of blood and bile and lymph.
Oh my goodness, okay. We have a quick 3-minute break. We'll be right back.
world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest is Pam Colleen. She is an author. Her website is pamcolleen.com. We are talking about the Buteyko breathing methods. And in the book, Breathe to Heal, Break Free from Asthma, he lists, or the book lists, about 130 other illnesses or diseases that one may have because of poor breathing habits. And I went through and I clicked on each, I highlighted each one that I have experienced in the past, even as far as your thyroid. Hypothyroidism can be a disease that is caused by overbreathing, as well as rheumatic heart disease, congenital heart disease, hypertension, Raynaud's disease, eczema, all kinds of things.
Yeah. For me, because I'm always looking at the root cause of people's problems, it's an oversimplification to say that about breathing, unfortunately. While I obviously really respect the method and so on, I've had clients who've been doing Buteyko breathing before they come to me to do my full program. And so they've been doing Buteyko breathing for quite some time to overcome their fatigue or their depression or seizures or whatever it is that symptoms that they have, and they're still sick.
Wow.
So we have to take a step back and realize it's just too simple to overcome any illness really with just a breathing technique. Yeah. So You know, and they all have really, anybody teaching the Buteyko method all have really, really good intentions. They're really good people. And, there's a lot of validity to what they're saying. But the trouble is you do need to do it with a coach. And it's very, it takes a lot of, if people are working within my program, I teach them separately within my program. Aside from that, if somebody with asthma, so essentially there's about four or five illnesses that Buteyko practitioners are focused on. And that would be asthma, sleep apnea, rhinitis, snoring, those types of illnesses.
So that are directly...
Yes. That can be directly helped by the breathing techniques, and you'd be doing 1 to 2 hours of exercises a day. Mm-hmm. That's separate from what I do with my clients. So when I'm working with people who have things like chronic fatigue, depression, brain fog, anxiety, and so on, unfortunately, if the practitioner isn't trained to the degree like what I've learned and what I've seen, then, doing the Buteyko breathing can knock them on their can, because if they don't do the breathing properly, it can cause a huge detox.
Oh, really? What happens?
Oh, my God. Yeah, so you get the metallic taste in your mouth, right? It causes a lot of brain fog, a lot of depression, fatigue, more anxiety. It can cause all those types of things. Any symptom that you had before, if you overdid the breathing, any symptom you had would be worsened. And it's the same principle with what I do with my mineral balancing. It's the same idea. So when I'm working with people to balance their minerals, whatever symptoms they had before they started working with me, as I start recalibrating their minerals, they're going to get sicker first before they get better. And it's the same idea with the Buteyko breathing, because the Buteyko breathing, as it helps to turn on the parasympathetic system, this can cause debris in the body to move. And in fact, Dr. Buteyko used to call it the narcotic effect if people did too much too soon. So it's really a horrible feeling if you overdo the breathing. So it's not recommended. In fact, when Patrick was here last year, he was teaching a group of dentists. Of course, dentists and orthodontists are very interested in Buteyko breathing, and we can talk about that later. But he told me, he said he doesn't work with clients who are as sick as my clients. So if they are really sick with chronic fatigue, depression, brain fog, anxiety, if they do 2 minutes of the Buteyko breathing, they can crash. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, so he said he doesn't work. He only works with asthma, rhinitis, snoring, sleep apnea. He really only works with those conditions now. Because once you start moving into chronic fatigue, depression, brain fog, anxiety, now you're dealing with a far more complex illness that is going to need way more than just the breathing, before you can feel an impact from it. So,
amazing.
Yeah.
Oh, all righty. We have a commercial break and we'll be right back. Amazing stuff.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on, and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
homeowners. Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, "I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you." Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
This is Deanna, and our guest today is Pam Colleen. She is an author, and she helps people all over the world, actually. She works with all kinds of people as a nutritional consultant. Her website is pamcolleen.com. And the book that I mentioned, Breathe to Heal, the subtitle is Break Free from Asthma. So that is the main focus of the breathing, the Buteyko breathing method, is to address asthma.
Yes, yeah, and it's it works very effectively. There's been a lot of controversy, a lot of skeptics, but when you actually delve into the information, the research that's been done, and even documentaries that have been produced, it's really encouraging to see the effects. We have a researcher here in Canada who's been researching the effects of breathing on asthma. I think it's the University of Calgary or University of Alberta in Calgary, I think it is. But, there are researchers who are embracing it. They're questioning it. They're seeing effects from it, positive effects from it. They're not dismissing it just because it's natural, you know. So there are some open-minded investigators out there. But again, people who are, using the Buteyko breathing who do have asthma, they do have to work very carefully. I don't want anybody dying from an asthma attack if they think that the breathing is going to be an instantaneous fix, because it does take quite a long time to get the carbon dioxide levels up. You mentioned earlier the control pause that I just abbreviate it and call it the CP, but the control pause is a very simple technique you can do to see where your carbon dioxide levels are at. It's just a general test that you can do to see how much carbon dioxide you do or do not have in your body. And as you build your carbon dioxide levels, as you do the Buteyko exercises, over time that control pause should increase. And it's not a simple breath hold. It's got to be done properly. And so I don't know that it would be something I could explain through this medium right now. But there are instructors, Buteyko instructors on YouTube that teach you how to do the control pause. But again, I can't emphasize enough that if you do the control pause test, that you have to do it properly. And if you test your control pause, generally it's probably going to be 10 seconds or under. If you're relatively healthy, it might be 20 seconds or under. If your control pause is, you know, somewhere in the area of 40 seconds and, you know, you're questioning some aspects of your health, that's probably because you have sleep apnea. So people with sleep apnea are an exception to the rule. They will have an abnormally high control pause when it actually should be low. And it's just because of the sleep apnea that's causing that effect. But it doesn't mean that they don't need to do the Buteyko breathing or build their carbon dioxide levels, because they do. But that's the one exception to the rule, is people with abnormally high control pause when they start doing the Buteyko breathing. It's usually a sign that they have either undiagnosed or diagnosed sleep apnea. But generally speaking, Deanna, most people are going to have, you know, they're going to be lucky if they can do a 10-second breath hold or a 20-second breath hold.
Right, and that's what constitutes your control pause or your CP. And
again, it's not a simple breath hold. I don't want anybody holding their breath and saying, oh, I can hold my breath for a minute. But if you don't do it properly, it's not going to give you the correct reading.
Okay, what's proper? Holding your nose?
It's hard to explain, you know, in this medium, but essentially it's a gentle breath in the nose, gentle exhale. At the end of the exhale, you pinch your nose, in other words, you hold your breath, and you time how long you can hold your breath comfortably. So at your first urge to breathe, that's when you stop counting.
Right.
So it's not a forced breath hold. It's only until you have the first urge to breathe. And you have to be sitting comfortably with your feet on the floor. You have to be relaxed when you do the actual breath hold. So it might take 3 or 4 times before you actually get a more accurate reading. And you have to time it properly. So you have to know at the end of the exhale when to hold your breath. And that's in simple terms, that's how you do the breath. But I would encourage your listeners to watch a couple of different videos on YouTube to really make sure that they do the breath hold properly. And again, if you do the breath hold properly, you're lucky to be at 10 seconds, 20 seconds. And we really should be getting up into the 40 to 60 second area. So healthy people are going to be up in the 40 to 60 second area, unless they have sleep apnea. If they have sleep apnea, okay, they're going to be up in the 40 to 60 second area, but that doesn't mean it's accurate, just because it's a side effect of the sleep apnea. So at any rate, that's your base, yeah, right? When let's say you do your first control pause and you figure out you're only about 10 seconds, don't panic. You know, nobody should panic if they're down at around, you know, even 5 seconds. Some people are lucky if they hold their breath for 5 seconds. They're so incredibly sick. And so as you build your carbon dioxide, though, over time, over several months, potentially, you can get that control pause to increase. And there's various exercises you can do to do that. But as I mentioned earlier, depending on the spectrum of your symptoms, you have to be very, very careful overdoing it by doing too much of the Buteyko breathing. So earlier you talked about the reduced breathing, which is just simply slowly inhaling through the nose and exhaling through the nose. And again, that should be slow and quiet. You should be completely relaxed. You shouldn't hear your breathing. If you were to hold a feather underneath your nose, it really shouldn't move. So that's a reduced breathing exercise. And the longer you practice it, then you're right, Deanna, then you know, you might be able to get down to, you know, 4 breaths a minute.
Which would be amazing.
that would be amazing. That kind of thing. Yeah. So it might take several weeks or months before you can get to that stage. It really depends on how much practice you do. But if you do that reduced breathing exercise for a half an hour or an hour a day, it can also push you into heavy detox.
Wow.
So you might want to just, you know, do 3, 4 minutes, 5 minutes a day, and not do much more than that. And a lot of practitioners, like I say, I mean, they all mean very well, but they don't necessarily understand the detox effect. I'm in a different category because I've been working with detox, a severe, you know, detox now for many, many years, where I'm working with detox at a cellular level because of the mineral balancing program that I do. And so I, you know, every single day I have to work with detox with my clients, and it gets very, very, very uncomfortable. And when I did my Buteyko training, they talk about detox, but they don't really understand the detox, and it's not their fault. It's just, you know, it's just
that's
something,
just not something that they studied.
Yeah, and Dr. Buteyko didn't really understand it. So I think it's a learning process. I mean, the nice thing about the Buteyko camp is that they're always, you know, looking to do more and more research on what it is that they've discovered or what Dr. Buteyko discovered. Right. So it's an evolving science to learn how to breathe properly. But as I talked about earlier, there's very, very simple ways you can get your control paws up without overdoing it and pushing yourself into detox. And one of the ways is just simply learning, just taping your mouth at night when you sleep. And I have clients who've said to me, oh, I'm sure my mouth is closed when I sleep at night, Pam. And I said, how do you know that? How do you know that for sure? And nobody really knows that until you actually start taping your mouth. And you have to buy a very gentle paper tape, not too tacky, because you don't want to hurt your lips. But I use the 3M paper tape
that would be a good thing.
Yeah, it's called NexCare tape, and you can get it down at Walgreens or whatever, or Walmart sells it or whatever, but it's a very inexpensive paper tape, and it's not too tacky, but it's tacky enough to seal your lips when you're sleeping.
Right.
And believe it or not, just doing the mouth taping at night is enough to cause a detox. Why that is because there's a few reasons why that would happen, but one of the reasons why that is because when you're sleeping at night and your mouth is open, you're giving up a lot of carbon dioxide because your mouth is a bigger opening than your nose, right?
Right.
So when you start to seal your lips and you're only breathing through your nose, now you're not sacrificing as much carbon dioxide. So you're holding on to more carbon dioxide, which causes you to be more relaxed, and the more relaxed you are, essentially, the more you're going to move your toxins.
Now, the other thing, too, is that you shouldn't sleep on your back because your mouth is kind of automatically open. If you sleep on your left side, then you're more apt to not have your mouth open. The other thing, too, that I was going to mention is that the Buteyko method also trains you on ways to cough without it being injurious to your bronchial tubes.
You try to keep your mouth closed. So if I'm simulating a cough right now, it would be like a right? So you're trying not to open your mouth to give up too much. And it's the same idea with laughter. When you're, you know, laughing and your mouth is open and you're giving up all that carbon dioxide, it's not very healthy. So try not to expel too much carbon dioxide when you're in the bouts of a laugh, you know. So
the other thing too is when you're coughing, your bronchial tubes rub together like friction. They're rubbing against each other, and you can create inflammation that way. Correct?
Yeah. I haven't looked at that. I'm wondering where that information comes from, but it makes absolute sense for sure.
Yeah.
But it's really just about being gentle on those lungs. Another condition that Patrick works with is COPD, emphysema. Mm-hmm. These people can also be benefit from Buteyko breathing. It's really quite remarkable. It's really quite remarkable.
Yes.
How far-reaching it can be. But it's, you know, going back to the control pause, when somebody has a severe condition, you know, severe, if they're very, very ill and they do their control pause, you know, some of these people are going to start off with 2-3 second control pause. That's how low it can go. Yeah. But it takes a long time to get that. Oh, they're trying not to cough too loud. But you're right, that would be hard on the lungs, right? Oh, I think we lost her. I think she's muted herself.
No, I'm muted. So. I'm muted.
Yeah. Are you okay, Deanna?
Yeah. I just have this cough and.
Yeah, can you? And you can feel it. What you were talking about earlier, you can feel it in your lungs when you're coughing.
Yes.
Yeah. It hurts, doesn't it? When it's that deep cough. Yeah, I think I know what you're talking about. Yeah, and it's hard to stop it, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And sometimes I just pinch my mouth and try and cough out my nose, which is kind of difficult.
It's difficult to do. It's yeah.
But they also say there are other things. Hold your breath hold your breath. In other words, keep your mouth closed, plug your nose, and just hold your breath.
Mm-hmm. When you hold your breath, what that does is it makes you hold on to the carbon dioxide, which remember is a vasodilator. Mm-hmm. So if you can hold your breath, then and build your carbon dioxide, the body relaxes. Mm-hmm. So airways will open.
Right.
And so that's the premise that they're working off of by saying that. And so when somebody is having a panic attack, for example, and you know how throughout history, when you see people having a panic attack, they grab the paper bag and they put their face in the bag, and that's to breathe the carbon dioxide. Like they, I don't think people really understood why they were doing it, why it worked, but now we understand why. And you could do the same thing just by holding your breath or slowing your breath down and stopping breathing through your mouth. Because when somebody's having an anxiety attack and they're breathing through their mouth, you know,
it's terrible.
Right, they're getting rid of more carbon dioxide, which tightens the airways up, and it makes things worse. Right, same thing with asthma. So, if you can get somebody who's having an asthma attack or an anxiety attack, if you can get them to stop breathing through their mouth, number one, and just try and only breathe through their nose and do it very slowly, you can help bring them out of the attack. And that's the reason why that is because they're not expelling too much carbon dioxide now, and they're holding it onto more carbon dioxide, and you know, therefore, then they're causing the body to be more relaxed, so airways open up and so on. So it's really, really interesting. You know, all the people have heart palpitations. There's another example of people have racing heart palpitations, and you get them to do a reduced breathing exercise, that can cause the body to relax, and then the heart palpitations can subside. And it's just a really, really fascinating thing. When I have clients who have trouble sleeping, they do the reduced breathing, you know, to help calm them before they go to bed to have a better night's sleep. And on top of that, they're doing the mouth taping, and that helps them wake up more refreshed in the morning, so that, you know, they're just holding on. It's the carbon dioxide, you know, it's amazing how, you know, we had the wrong idea about carbon dioxide all of these, you know, generations. People didn't realize that it serves just as much of a purpose in the body as oxygen does.
Right. And when you're having a panic attack, I had my first one when I was 18, and I remember the paper bag thing. Mm-hmm. And it worked. I wouldn't do it now, but it did work. But I didn't know why.
No.
And a lot of people do have panic attacks, and then they're treated for asthma, and then they get hooked on the drugs that are used for asthma, and and they're expected to use those drugs for life.
Mm-hmm.
Where if you learn how to breathe properly, then you could get off of those drugs.
No question. It's the interesting thing about asthma is some children have it when they're very young, and then they just naturally grow out of it. That's one scenario, right? And you know, if people learn about buteyko breathing early enough on in their lives with asthma, then hopefully they can nip it in the bud, you know, quite quickly. I mean, it's just amazing to see people, you know, substantially reduce their need for their asthma drugs just within a week or 2 weeks of learning how to do the Buteyko breathing. But like I said earlier, it would even be better if they could also enhance it with learning about Dr. Weston A. Price's work and the importance of animal fat in the diet. So, you know, it would work. Buteyko breathing would work that much better if people could, you know, merge in the premise of Dr. Price's work, which is to return to a traditional foods diet, which includes plenty of animal fat. And I'm sure you do a lot of shows about that still to this day, right, Deanna?
Yes, pretty much.
Yeah.
Good. Oh, we have a break. Okay, be back in 3 minutes.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you one from Amazon.com. I just wanted you to know I saw my doctor and I laughed because he said, "I don't know what you're doing, but keep doing it." I have been taking Extendivite. I had borderline high blood pressure, heart flutter, high cholesterol. I changed my diet and included Extendivite with an amazing turnaround for the better. A few months later, I had a doctor's appointment and took a stress test. I passed. No heart flutter. Blood pressure was perfect. My doctor even took me off my medicine. I thank you truly from the bottom of my heart. This stuff works, and I'm so grateful for Extendivite. Thank you, Justin G. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigraLeaf. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigraLeaf migraine formula. MigraLeaf is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigraLeaf for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life, or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Are back. Our guest today is Pam Colleen. Her website is pamcolleen.com, and you spell her name K-I-L-L-E-E-N. She's an author and a nutritional consultant. And we're talking about the Weston Price diet and meats and pastured products, which I highly recommend. Meat and eggs and all the rest.
Mm-hmm. The reason why the diet is so important is because when the adrenal glands, and this is some of the research that's being done here in Canada, when the adrenal glands are weak, this basically causes, it's connected to the inflammation in the body. And of course, asthma is an inflammatory condition. So as you eat more animal fat, basically animal fat helps to support the adrenal glands, right? So the more we can relax and nurture and heal those adrenal glands, then this should bring down inflammation in the body and therefore help with all sorts of inflammatory conditions, including asthma. And so it's really very important to eat enough animal fat in the diet, because the adrenal glands are essentially our body's batteries, right? And so when they weaken, then it causes a whole domino effect on so many different areas of our health, including the overbreathing.
Right. Yes, the adrenal glands are very important. And you can also use essential oils to rub on your glands. And it's, the other thing, too, what you just said, it isn't just about eating calories. It's eating the right kind of calories.
Right, the nutrient-dense calories. So it's getting, you know, you're getting way more bang for your buck by focusing on the foods you just mentioned, Deanna, things like butter and meat. Right. And chicken with the skin, and, you know, turkey with the skin, and, you know, the so hopefully the fattier cuts. And, oh, yeah, organ meats, of course.
Ugh.
Yeah, oh, you don't like them.
No, I loved liver as a child. I have no idea why I don't like it now.
You know what I bet happened? This is what happens a lot of the times with liver, is people have an experience where they overcooked, or they themselves overcooked the liver, or they had dinner and somebody overcooked the liver, and it's really rubbery, and it just doesn't taste very good. And so once they have that imprint in their mind of bad tasting or bad textured liver, they don't go back to the liver. They can't stand the thought of it. And really the fix is to make sure, if you are cooking liver, to not cook it too long. You're probably only going to cook it for about 5 minutes in total, right? Mm. And when you cook it properly, it's nice and tender, and it melts in your mouth, and it's delicious taste. And oh yeah, it's fantastic.
Hmm. Okay.
But, you know, not everybody's going to go run out and buy liver. I understand that. But it is. It's a real powerhouse superfood, that's for sure.
Right. There were some questions, let's see, in the chat room. What can be done for people who suffer from congested sinuses and or restricted flow between the ears, eyes, nose, and throat?
So, essentially, of course, the backbone of that is make sure you're eating your 3 square meals a day. Make sure that you're eating a traditional foods diet. And we can talk more about the breathing after the break here. I hear a break.
Right, right. Okay, we're at the top of the hour. We will be right back in 3 minutes.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, you know, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928.
888-888-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.